Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I don't think I've ever seen Wiggy this heated.
Wow. I didn't know how Courtney operated.
I don't. You.
I did not know she operated that way.
Go look at the Twitch. Everybody's like, Wiggy's wrong.
That is not wrong. Listen. The world I'm from, I make a bet, and you got a week to pay me my money, and if you don't, there's going to be some consequences and repercussions. Not, well, let's wait and see what the other bet has to settle on.
You're suggesting that there may be a head or two that gets cracked.
Listen, I had some female cousins that could fight back in the day, a little bit older now, but, you know, those days are long gone.
That should have been in writing when we
what
made the
kind
bet.
Of person is Courtney where she bets somebody and then goes, ooh, I got another bet, so I'm going to wait.
Most people would do that. It's crazy for me to give you $200 for then you to just give me it back.
But it's my money.
What?
Imagine
mine.
Wiggy, imagine the interest you could have made had she paid you in a timely manner.
You should take a lap. That's what should happen.
In the world Courtney lives in.
Well, that's going to take a while.
In the world Courtney lives in, I go to the Encore. I win money. They go, well, no, we're not going to pay you. We'll just wait till you come back.
And
you
come back and lose.
And wait till you lose or, you know, see how you do the next time you're gambling.
Yeah.
Woo, you a shady girl.
That's
I didn't know they were like that low.
That's not shady.
Shime, you're a betting guy. You place 2 bets with somebody. You lose on one of them bets. What are you doing?
Generally, you pay up.
Exactly.
If I'm not mistaken,
I think there was a conversation on the show where Wiggy said, we'll put the money towards this.
I think Curtis is absolutely right.
Yeah.
Put the money towards what?
And if it's priorly discussed, then that's totally
right. Really interesting.
I don't think there was ever a conversation.
It seems like there was.
No, there wasn't. There was never any conversation because I know how I am with money.
Mm-hmm.
When I make a bet, I'm either going to pay you.
Jackson, find that audio.
Yeah, please find that audio.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Well, I guess I got a year to pay Courtney because she said that's how they settle up in loan.
Do you know how you're treated at Costco with 500 large?
All
right. Well, we have a road show this week. Only 2 left, but we will be on the North Shore for the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to a road show, and the pregame is Thursday night at My Place by the Sea in Rockport, and then Friday morning we will be at the Beauport Hotel in Gloucester in advance of arguably the biggest weekend that there is every summer in Gloucester, because you got the big Fisherman's Festival going on up there and Greasy Pole and all that stuff. So we cannot wait to see you kick off the weekend on Friday, 6 to 10, and that is brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller Time New England right now. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician for any, whatever you need, small job, big job, you got to call Coleman.
It's electric.
My God, it's a little bit windy out here, but I'm Lance Dobbins. I'm out here on the golf course right now just getting ready for the game, and my son's going to whoop Devin's ass. You better remember that. I'm a real person, recruit for the Yankees, very good player. And you can look that up.
Yeah. I mean, that's really the old man's fault.
Yeah, that's
not his fault.
Yeah.
If I tell my kids something and they believe it for all those years and then come to find out, it's like, well, wait a second.
It's not really the truth.
You made me look bad.
Yeah.
Jackson here, and I just wanted to comment on how amazing it was to see a live show as you guys work so hard and make it look effortlessly. On a side note, I did send some pictures into Local Legends. If you could kindly disregard as I hit the wrong button when selecting the file and sent a gallery of nude selfies intended for my fiancé's eyes only. If you're thumbing through those, Coco, and you see what looks like a Sasquatch, it's just yours truly in the buff. Just hanging out in my birthday suit. Oh. And the full frontals could be quite shocking, actually, as they got a bird's nest on fire type situation going on down there. So, kindly disregard. Thank you.
He was so good.
It was so great to meet Jackson Guy.
Right.
And to meet full Greg Hill Show Guy.
Right.
Bird's nest on fire.
And they both did a great job with basically live Hill notes.
Yeah.
So good.
It's impressive.
Which can be tough to do because it's all top of the head.
Yeah.
Like, it was really, really, both of them were really, really good.
Jackson Guy, unbelievable how he's nailed Jackson's mannerisms.
Yeah. Right.
Like the mannerisms are uncanny. Yeah.
Even with the beard and the little wig that he was wearing, it was like, wow. I kept looking over that. I was like, it looks like Jackson.
It did, yeah. And then he took his pants off, and it was really very interesting, the whole thing.
My blood runs cold. My memory has just been sold. My Courtney is a centerfold. Courtney is a centerfold. Yeah, blood runs cold. Oh, yeah. Memories have just been sold.
I mean, kind of awesome moment for me on the show on Friday when Ty Law said he would subscribe.
Yeah, you should feel really good about that.
I feel pretty good.
Were you happy about that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I left, peacocking a little bit more. Yeah.
You and Santo. I know Santo must have been happy too, like his favorite player.
Yeah, he's like,
subscribing to your page.
That's kind of cool.
It is really good.
Yeah. And that was from a young age, that was your dream.
It was.
Yeah.
I saw Kim K do it.
As a young woman, you dreamed of being a Playboy centerfold.
Yeah, tasteful.
Right, of course.
Tasteful
of course.
Nudity.
Of course.
Yeah.
As soon as Ty sat down, he pulled he saw the calendar. He had no clue. He's like, what page is Courtney on?
Yeah.
He wanted to go right to your page.
Yep.
He was.
I'm from Dover. I have a huge ego. I interrupt people. Ooh, I love Castle Island and I love Ken. Ooh, it's me, Curtis.
Almost
Curtis
uncanny.
Fan right there.
Is that like a new Curtis guy?
Outrageous statement, Curtis. Yeah. Made to me yesterday by Linz.
Uh-oh.
We went to get some ice cream at Van Leeuwen.
Ooh.
That's a first.
Me, her, and Brees and his lovely girlfriend, Lauren.
Love her.
And she said that Bubbling Brook, is that the place where you guys used to go to when you grew up?
Yep.
Is better than Van Leeuwen.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, come on, Greg.
I find that hard to believe.
Bubbling Brook is, in a word, goated.
Really?
Do they have a lot of flavors at Bubbling Brook?
Nope. I always just got the vanilla, soft serve, dipped in chocolate. Oh. It's heaven on earth. Goated. Mm. Thank you.
Because Van Leeuwen doesn't have a ton of flavors. I've been there before.
Not a ton.
But very creative flavors.
Oh,
yes.
God. Who cares?
You don't like a
creative
good,
flavors?
You don't like a good Earl's Grey tea ice cream, Curtis?
Negative, senor. Okay. I would like the old school originals.
I will say, when I was leaving Hampton Beach, I stopped at Dunlap's. And I got, they have their own version of a blizzard. It's called a typhoon.
Okay.
And I got one of those as a little sweet treat on my way home.
Sounds very close to trademark infringement. If I were the Dairy Queen, I would be very upset.
Really?
Well, luckily for them, typhoons and blizzards, nothing alike.
Okay, but they're going for the same kind of, space. I mean,
a natural disaster? There's like a million of them.
Are you talking about the ice cream space?
Yeah, the drink, the ice cream. The ice cream drink space. Like, I think their attempt is to call it something that's similar to the blizzard when it's not.
I saw Dunlap's Typhoon, and I knew immediately that we were going for a blizzard type of ice cream.
But that's fine, though. That's like Sonic does a blizzard type of...
What do they call it?
I forget what they call it, but where the ice cream and whatever you get is mixed up in there.
But
and
Greg's
that,
saying that the title of it...
They call it a Sonic Blast.
Sonic Blast. Okay, thank you, Curtis.
Yeah, just like a McFlurry.
Mm. Yeah, just like a McFlurry.
Well, a flurry is very different. A blizzard is a lot more snow. There's going to be decreased visibility.
Yeah, but McFlurry would be closer to blizzard than typhoon, right?
Right.
Well, I don't want to open the weather window.
I mean,
here.
You are a weather guy, so two of them involve snow. One of them doesn't.
A lot of support for Bubbling Brook on the text line. I got to get to that place.
You haven't been?
No.
What are you doing?
Me neither.
Where is it?
Should we do a show outing?
Route 109, in between Medfield, Walpole, Dover, Westwood area. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Great, great place.
Yeah, it's a shame. The Blue Man Group is breaking up. Now Curtis has to give up his lifelong dream of becoming a member. That is why he shaved his head, isn't it?
Is Blue Man Group breaking up? I missed that story.
We're really betting these.
I don't think they're kind of like. I think Blue Man Group is kind of like Menudo, where they just brought in some new person every 5 years to replace somebody else. Am I right?
Just
about
another
that?
Bald guy.
I don't know. Is Menudo still going strong? I feel like.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Blue Man Group, they're always doing
what
shows.
Is Menudo?
Why are references going back generations?
Because we're old.
Yeah, Menudo is.
You've never
like,
heard of Menudo?
No.
Oh.
Very, like the original Latino boy band.
Yeah, very popular. Wiggy's right. Latino boy band.
Was Mark Anthony in that? Or Anthony? Mark Anthony.
No,
Mark
I
Anthony,
think.
I think he might have been.
I think Ricky Martin was
that's
in
that. That's who it was.
Ricky Martin.
You're right.
Was.
My fault.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Ricky Martin was
How
in
How do you spell Menudo?
M-U. Dudo.
I think it's M-E-N-U-D-O.
M-U-D-O.
Save that.
Oh, here we go.
But no, they're like the original Latino.
Oh, yeah, there's
Latino,
Ricky Martin.
Yeah, original.
Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
You know, like we had New Kids on the Block. M-U-D-O.
Oh. The reason why the only time the name I've heard that name before was they had testimony for the Menendez brothers.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right. Correct.
Are they still performing, though?
Blue Menendez, the Menendez father, Jose Menendez, this is true crime only information, was a part of managing Menudo.
Okay.
Or helping to found them or whatever.
Dear Lord in heaven above, please help the show. Stop talking about Devers. It's over. He's gone. He's done. Let him go. I'm done with it. Stop the Devers. Talk. It's over.
Is that Kevin Malone?
Well, it's a big, I mean, pretty big trade.
Yeah.
Where do you rank it? Like, biggest trades in the city's history?
Oh.
Biggest trades in the city's history?
It number doesn't even crack the Rushmore.
Well, I would say number one would be Greg Hill to EEI.
Thank you, Curtis.
Oh, you don't think it cracks the Mount
Rushmore? What do you have at number one, Chime?
Well, because if we're talking all sports in the city, yeah. I mean, the KG trade to Boston.
No, but I think Greg's saying Boston player going out or just trade in general?
I'm saying in general.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty high.
I mean, Nomar trade is above it.
Huge.
You think Nomar's above it?
The Mookie Betts deal, way above it.
Yep.
Mm.
So there's three right there.
I'd put Devers.
Randy Moss trade to Boston?
I put Devers above Noma.
Joe Thornton trade.
Moss was kind of like, he wasn't, in the eyes of people, he wasn't the same Randy Moss. Like, Devers is, you can't say he's one of the best, you know, one of the top 10 bats in the league right now.
I mean, it's not even, I don't know where to put it, but getting Veritek and Lowe for Slocum is pretty damn good.
Yeah, but they're still not on the Devers level.
I mean, you don't win the championship.
No. We're not, I don't think Greg's at, you're just talking about a pro, like a highly profile.
At the time of the trade.
Athlete at the time of the trade. It's like the Luka Doncic of baseball. Like, one of the best players in the league gets traded. Like, during the season. That's
the Manny trade for Jason Bay.
Well, yeah, Manny was good in Cleveland. So
he went to the Dodgers and they went to the NLCS.
Oh, you're talking about now, but like Manny at that time was what, 35, Curtis? 36?
Yeah, that was 2008.
Yeah. I don't know. I would say he's up there because when you start to look at it, I don't think there's a lot of people that expected your best young talented player would be traded 2 years after you signed them to a $300 million deal.
Don't forget about the
trade. Oh. Well, I mean, I think the Bambino trade is, you know. I mean, that goes down as the all-time legend of trades. I don't remember those times, but.
No, you don't.
It is crazy to think about because Nomar was 30 when he was traded in 04. Devers is going to be 29 in October, so it's almost the same age as well. You think of Nomar as being much older because he was near the end, but it's almost identical, the age.
Okay, a little uncovered audio from poolside this weekend at Echelon. Jackson, you want to cue that up? Jackson! Oh, here we go. Is that Greg Hill over there? I think it is. Who's he with? I don't know. She looks awfully young. Maybe his daughter? Yeah, I think they call her DM. What's a DM?
I was there with my daughter and with DMs at the pool this weekend. So thank you very much.
Yep.
And no white t-shirt.
No white tee?
No.
You were shirtless?
I was shirtless.
Yeah, you might as well go shirtless.
You do like the swim shorts that are very long.
I like long shorts.
Yeah.
Why? What do you like, the Hoochie Daddy shorts?
Yeah.
I don't think they were very long.
Like knee to the knee.
No, they were not at all.
Oh, well, last time I was there, they
halfway
were,
thigh.
You liked them down.
We know you're a swimsuit expert because you get your father. How did your father enjoy his pair of swim trunks?
Loved it. Loved them.
I see.
I got to start getting Santo some. Santo has like the same three that he rotates. We gotta expand
I
that.
Think most guys are like that. Right. Like, what kind of guy has more than one bathing suit?
Not many.
Do you?
No.
I have one. Yeah. I might have two. Maybe.
I have two.
Yeah. But how many do you want him to have?
I don't know. You should have like one of every color.
Really?
What?
Like a blue, a red.
For what?
Especially a green.
How can you afford all those bathing suits, especially when you're spending like $90 on a good bathing suit, like what you buy your dad?
Well, I mean, I buy him one a year. And my dad, you know, is going to be the size he is, so he just
But gets how do you wear like multiple bathing suits?
When you go on vacation?
Right. You can bring one every two, day. You alternate.
Yeah, you bring two. I'm a Curtis. You alternate. Yeah, you're in
men
the water.
Men and women are very different.
You're in the water and chlorine.
Right. Yeah,
how many bathing suits does the average woman have?
I couldn't tell
you
how many I have.
Guess, but you can't even tell us the number.
I bet I have 40.
Holy 40? Guacamole!
What?
But that's different, though. Women wear bathing suits because of the look. Guys don't do that.
Yeah.
Guys just want to wear shorts.
Yeah, guys just wear bathing suits just for to go in the water. But a woman has to make sure it looks nice, you know, whether it's one piece, two piece, whatever. Straps.
I'm very particular about bathing suits on men. So, like, I just threw out a pair of Santos because they were atrocious.
God bless you, Santos.
So, is he
did
a big.
You tell him you were doing that?
No.
No?
Oh, they
go
had
looking
to go.
For it and can't find it.
I really mean this sincerely.
No,
why the
go.
Hell does it matter to anybody?
They had to
Santos?
Go, Curtis. They had, like, flames all over
Who
them. They
cares?
Were
Guy Fieri,
and they were
he's
like
the
down
nicest
past
guy
his
on
knee.
The planet.
They were from when he was like 16.
So maybe there's something that brings him nostalgia.
No.
I get you with the long, like super long. But do you think Santo really cares as long as he gets a
no,
nice?
No, he thought they were the best, funniest things ever.
I usually get cut Santo out the, a new pair of the same exact ones.
I usually cut out the ball hammock in there.
Oh,
because I don't like the way that feels.
I can't believe you have 40 bathing suits at least.
Yeah,
yeah.
I could see that for women,
and they're expensive for women.
But like, I don't throw them at. Like, I've had some for years.
Yeah.
But no, I probably add like three a summer.
How many cover ups? Or shawls, is that what they're called?
Just cover-ups. I don't have that as many cover-ups.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Chime, thank you. Those are the best Hill Notes of the day. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.